What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we're covering everything going on in the Stax ecosystem. I'm your host, Jake Blockchain. You'll see me on most of the interwebs if you just search that. And this is a This Week in Stax video. I did not have a video last week because I was battling COVID, and I didn't feel like hopping on the mic and trying to speak through the coughs. So, we have 2 weeks worth of updates to cover today, so this one's going to be bigger than usual. Plus, there was some exciting stuff. You know, we got a couple updates from Alex with Citicoin support, and their lending option is now available. We have a new podcast called Unraveling Crypto that's been released. Some new episodes from me, some new episodes from Airdrop. Stax Ventures demo days happened. Byzantium launched their own launch pad for creators. There's something called a tokenomics design canvas. We'll hear more about that. Just a bunch of stuff popped off. And before we jump in, I have some big news, which is that there is now a sponsor for the podcast. The first sponsor for the podcast, it is the Stax Foundation. They'll be sponsoring through the rest of the year. And so I'll be dropping little tidbits, pointing you to different things that the foundation does that can help builders in the Stax ecosystem. And so for today's episode, I'm going to point you to start.stax.org, which is put together by Kenny, developer advocate at the foundation. Him and his team put together this resource. It's pretty much the best place to start if you want to get into learning Clarity. It has 5 simple steps, and it takes you on like a very easy user flow to go from step 1, being a total coding beginner, you have no experience, all the way to step 5, where you can apply for a grant, build something big, and, you know, change the world trying to unlock Bitcoin via Stax. So, yeah, check that out, start.stax.org, if you're interested at all at learning Clarity, which now there's no better time. Like, it's a bear market, things are down, so keep DCAing your bags, but also maybe build something. So, yeah, thank you to the foundation for being the first sponsor of Built on Bitcoin, and yeah, check out start.stax.org if you're interested in learning Clarity. So, without further ado, let's jump right in to this longer than usual episode of This Week in Stax, covering everything that happened in the past 2 weeks. So first on the list, there was something announced from Pravika, and they were in the first cohort of Stax Accelerator. They've been building on Stax for a while. I think they were even on Blockstack before Stax 2.0 mainnet even launched. And they are an end-to-end secure encrypted communication platform. So if you go to pravika.io, they have a messaging service, they have a calendar service, they have an email service. That's all built with Hero and Blockstack as the backend. So initially they were using Blockstack IDs. Now you can plug in directly to your Hero wallet and it pulls BNS information. Haven't used it. I have logged in and tinkered with it a little bit, but I haven't been able to send message to anybody. Just haven't tried. But kind of building on the back of what Consul's doing, where everyone kind of communicates in Discord, but we all realize that Discord's not really built for native Web3, and there's tools that are needed to be built to make connection and all the tools of tokens and crypto and DAO tooling more baked in to really unleash these communities. They're building something called Pravika Club, or pravika.club is where you can go to check out the early page. Not live yet, but if you go to that website, you can see some of the early mockups, and it looks a lot like what Consul is doing, where you have BNS native support, you have NFT verification and token gating, and it'd be another tool to integrate into the BNS name system and hopefully chat in a more secure and verified way. So, super cool addition coming from Pravika. All right, next up, a couple updates from Alex. One was earlier, a couple weeks ago, where they announced and added CityCoin support. So now you can swap Miami Coin and New York Coin on Alex. And if you want to, you can provide liquidity as a provider. So you can plug in a pair like CityCoins and Stacks, and then you'll get a small percentage of the fee of the swaps that happen on the Alex platform. So that's cool. One more kind of like utility and off-ramp, on-ramp for CityCoins. So now if you say didn't want to go to an exchange like OKCoin, you could go straight from Lightning Bitcoin, LN swap into Stacks, and then take your Stacks and swap into CityCoins using Alex. And there's no KYC and no custodian. So these things are being built, guys. Like, people are going to be using this stuff hugely in the future. LN swap is going to be huge. DLC link is going to be huge. So the promise of native Bitcoin is coming. The integrations are getting better. And so on that same tip, Alex announced and rolled out their lending platform, and it's starting with their Alex token. There's more things on the roadmap, things like Stacks, things like potentially Bitcoin, but for now, you can borrow Alex. So if you want to be a LP, you can deposit Alex, and you'll get Y Alex, or Yield Alex, I believe is the acronym. And if you want to borrow, you can you have to swap into Auto Alex, which is Alex that you have then staked, and it automatically compounds your harvest rewards and puts them back in the protocol. If you have some Auto Alex, you can use that as collateral and then borrow regular Alex. So you can start to leverage yourself up in that way. And as of right now, the APRs are around 42%, it looks like. So that seems pretty high, but I'm also not a finance guy. And I think when it started yesterday, I checked it, and it was like sub 10%. So these are fluctuating variables depending on deposits and withdrawals, I'm assuming. But love to see it. Alex is just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. They're executing on their roadmap. So now we can lend and borrow. Currently with Alex, more coming. Their order book is coming. I have no reason to believe that they're not going to ship everything they said they're going to ship from their roadmap by the end of the year, because that team is just top, top, top notch. So super cool what Alex is doing. Love to see it. Next up, Consul put out a tweet thread just dropping some more details about what they're building. One of the more interesting tidbits they said is that storage for messages and pictures and stuff initially will not be decentralized, just for speed and scalability reasons. You want it to be a good user experience, and then as these decentralized tools get better, you can onboard them and make the platform more decentralized. But for now, they're trying to find that happy medium of it's fun to use, it's good and pleasurable to use, and it's decentralized enough. So yeah, cool tweet thread from Consul. They say it's coming in the summer with Crash Punks. I feel like it's pretty close to summer, so it should be coming soon. But yeah, you can check out anything I mentioned so far, and anything I mentioned coming up, the links will be in the description below. You can see the tweet threads. You can see Alex's lending protocol, all of that. All right, next up, we have a new Stacks-focused podcast in the game, Unraveling Crypto with Vain Vibes is officially out. The first three episodes have came out. Her first guest was Alina, who is a product marketing manager at Hero. The second one was with Gina Abrams, who is the chief of staff at Trust Machines. And her most recent episode is with Ala Koretsky and Marina Ramoshko from Haylayer. So check that out. I listened to the second episode with Gina, and I mean, as a podcast builder myself, trying to do this, it's a big lift, and making something sound polished and good is difficult, and hers sounds fantastic. So shout out to her. Great, great start. I like the vibe. So yeah, you can check that out. And speaking of, I mean, these next little updates are going to be podcast-focused. The Airdrop Show, our homies Phosphorus and Rayon. They have a couple episodes since my last This Week of Sax video. First is with Mel Onick, who is a core contributor from Theopetra. And then the most recent one is with a guy named Jeremy Cowart, who I listened to the first few minutes, and apparently he's a big deal. He's a influential photographer. If you go to his Twitter, you'll see him taking pictures of one of the co-founders of OpenSea. Got some pictures with Logan Paul. Seems like he's doing some cool stuff in the NFT space. And they interviewed him. So Jeremy and Mel were on the Airdrop show. And so you can check that out. And then on my side, I dropped a couple episodes. One is with Jonathan Sadlow, who is the founder, co-founder, and managing partner at Gossamer Capital. If you don't know Gossamer, you're not following the VC space that close. It's understandable, but Gossamer has been one of the most active investors in Stacks. They invested heavily in Cohort 1 teams, and I believe they're going equally as hard into the last batch. So great to talk to him. We discussed a bunch. We talk about he has a background in social media marketing, but also in biology, specifically around things like fungi and mushrooms. He had his own startup in that field, and he had some pretty interesting takes on why decentralization wins, because nature is decentralized, and it allows these systems to, in a closed-loop system, you try and control all the inputs, and in an open system, you have to be more fluid and dynamic, but it gets you closer and more nimble and ready for truth and the ability to adapt on the fly. So we cover a ton. That was one small nuance, but super interesting conversation. I loved that one. And then the other conversation I dropped last Friday is with the two co-founders of Byzantian, Josh and Daniel. You might know them as Obsidian and Plutus. And yeah, I'm surprised it took me so long to get them on the podcast. You hear a little bit about why if you listen to the episode, but it was good to get them on. They've been building at least as long as I've been building this podcast. That's for dang sure. And we cover a lot. We cover why they got into Stacks, why an NFT marketplace, what do they see as the ultimate goal of NFTs, how wide can they go, what's the role of NFT marketplaces, they're kind of changing where you have Coinbase and OKCoin getting into the NFT marketplace. So the kind of expansion of exchanges from fungible tokens to non-fungible and all digital assets. I was curious of their thoughts on that. So yeah, good podcast with the Byzantian co-founders as well. Definitely check that out. As usual, descriptions below. But moving on. And keeping it on topic for a second with Byzantian, they had a big, big update. So Gamma had their own kind of self-serve creator portal for a while, and Byzantian was still doing it all kind of white glove service. So you'd message them, they'd help you get your contract ready, handle uploading to IPFS, all that stuff. Now they have their own portal. So you can go to the Byzantian Creator Launchpad, upload your pictures, add your description, add your title, set your mint price, what do you want to mint with, XBTC, XUSD, Alex, Citycoins, whatever, and release it to the wild. And you can do auction style or just a straight mint. He has a video on Twitter. I'll link that below as well as a direct link to the page. But it looks fantastic. Amazing. Love their work. I'm sure that was a hard, heavy lift to achieve. So, yeah. Beautiful to see. All right. Last few items. Stacks Ventures Demo Days happened. Day one, day two. We had 21 companies present from Cohort 2. And as well as there was a presentation from Trevor Owens, presentation from Kyle Ellicott, and a couple speeches from Brittany from the Stacks Foundation and Alex at Hero, as well as Patrick Stanley from Citycoins And Ryan Shea is back, who is the co-founder of Stax. He seems like he went quiet for a while. He was kind of in his investment bag. If you look at his track record, he's got some heavy, heavy hitters on there. Lightning Labs, OpenSea, others. But he gave a talk and gave some interesting tidbits about the early days of Stax from One Name, etc. How him and Muneeb met. So those were interesting. And then we had the 21 companies. So if you haven't seen Demo Day, there's just too much to cover in this video, but I'll link the videos to Demo Day, Day 1 and Day 2, and you can watch back and let me know who are you most excited about. Because there's a ton going on. There's everything from NeoSwap parties to decentralized inventory management to climate to DAOs to a decentralized internet service provider, like tons of stuff. So I'm curious, who do you think is the most interesting? What are you most excited about? I'd love to hear it. All right, I'm going to pause for just a second. I got to catch my breath, and I got a guest coming on real quick, Maddie Stax, who is the tokenomics resident at the Stax Foundation, also a team member at Sabina Mining, also in Cohort 2, Sabina Mining is, but he released something called the Tokenomics Design Canvas. So he's helping companies work through the tokenomics, eliminate some of the blind spots so you don't get caught putting out a subpar product. And he released this document to help companies work through that stuff and get to better results. So let me not talk anymore about what that is, though. I asked him to do a quick audio clip, just describe it in his own words, because he could do a much better job than I could. So let's jump over real quick to this update about what he put together. Let me bring on Maddie Stax, Tokenomics resident.
This is Maddie Stax here. Just want to introduce the Tokenomics Design Canvas, something I put together after working with many different teams. I noticed that oftentimes when teams think about their tokenomics, they would show me a pie chart and say, yep, we've got our tokenomics. And yes, you know, allocation of your token is an important piece of tokenomics, but it's far and away from the whole thing or the most important piece. In fact, the most important piece is the mechanisms in the tokenomics. How does the token itself work? Why do people care about it? How do people use it? What prevents, you know, people from abusing it? All those pieces of game theory and incentives and all that detail that gets lost when we just talk about emissions and allocations. And I noticed that teams are struggling with a way to, you know, formulate those concepts and express them on an apples-to-apples basis. And so I put together the Tokenomics Design Canvas in collaboration and with direct feedback from several protocol builders actually building real-world projects on Stax, as well as on Ethereum and Solana and other chains. It helps you think through, as a tokenomics builder, as a protocol builder, helps you think through the different mechanisms that you need to include in your tokenomics and really get to the pieces that you need to model. It's already helped us identify in one project building on Stax a specific aspect of the tokenomics that we needed to build a quantitative model in to figure out, is there room for abuse here, and how big does that abuse look like, and how can we limit it? And so not only does it help you formulate your thoughts and put together a design that helps form the basis of your tokenomics in a white paper, but it helps you, you know, design for the long-term success of your token. So that's a little brief introduction of the Tokenomics Design Canvas, and you can find it on linktree.com/tokenomics, which is a link on my Twitter profile. Thanks.
All right. What'd you guys think? Super interesting. I mean, it's niche. It's not something that I'd probably use, but if you're a builder and you have any kind of token involved, for sure use this and hit up my guy, Maddie Stax. All right, last three things. There was a new report put out. It was commissioned by Trust Machines and put together by The Block, and it's on the current state of Bitcoin and expanding its use cases. So they cover everything that we have currently. Lightning Labs, RSK, Liquid, Stax, and how they all stack up together. what different design trade-offs do they offer. And yeah, super interesting read, takes you less than 10 minutes, and you'll learn kind of like in an objective way, where does Stack sit in the current landscape? How does RSK work a little bit? What's the block times like? What is merge mining? What's the block times like on Liquid? How do people view Liquid or RSK compared to Stack with, you know, the not wearing the purple tinted glasses as we do? So I highly recommend everyone read that just to remain, you know, you want to keep your feet on solid ground, even though we're all heads down building. So I liked that read. All right, last two things. Cygle, one of the oldest apps on Stack. I know when I first got here in May of last year, there really wasn't a whole lot to do except Stack, but you could use Cygle. It was a Blockstack ID, but you could use decentralized blogging. And they got some big updates coming. One, they announced Hero Wallet integration, finally. And two, for NFT holders of the Explorer Guild, they're starting to bring some premium functionality as they promised. And so the first one coming is analytics. So if you connect your NFT, you get unlimited stories. So you could write as many stories as you want. All the data is stored on Gaia, which is Stack's decentralized storage platform. And you'll get analytics baked in. And there's more coming with different monetization methods and the ability to send out newsletters to email addresses. But for now, those are the main that you get is analytics, and you can write unlimited stories. So good to see them continuing to build out the infrastructure in this downtime. And then last, but certainly not least, no-code clarity. So if you don't know what no-code is, you know, if you ever use something like Wix or Squarespace, it's what they call this what you see is what you get editor. So you don't have to know a bunch of HTML or CSS to make a beautiful looking site. You can just drag and drop things, and you can upload that picture and resize it automatically, and it will do all the heavy lifting for you. And so these tools are no-code tools. And the issue is that it's easy to make a good looking website, but it's hard to make it interactive or to do extremely custom things. And so Bubble is a very well-known no-code platform that does more of the extendable stuff. So you can build a website or an application. Like, you could build kind of a makeshift Uber if you wanted to using Bubble. And so it's a little more hands-on, but you can drag and drop a button, and then you can make it say, okay, make sure this person is logged into this database, and if they are, and they type in their name here, save their name to that database, and then maybe later on you say, pull their name from this database and present it here on this website. So you can start to build interactive applications using Bubble. And no-code clarity is building integration for Stack and the Hero Wallet into Bubble. So now, instead of having to know the ins and outs of coding and clarity, you can get 80% there, depending on your use case, using this Bubble plugin and the Bubble platform. And big news from them, they just got another grant. So they got an MVP grant just for the Bubble plugin, but now they got another $100,000 grant to build out the rest of their roadmap. And so they're gonna have more Bubble integration, they're gonna integrate with Zapier, integrate with Squarespace, integrate with Webflow, integrate with WordPress. So a ton coming. And in between some of those, they're gonna have templates for the most common use cases so that people can jumpstart into building applications with Bubble. So congrats to them. I'm excited to use some of these tools and see how I can get myself in the mix and build some very basic stuff, maybe for the podcast, who knows. So yeah, that's it. That is this update of This Week in Stack. Thank you to my sponsor, the Stack Foundation. If you're building something, go apply for a grant. If you want to get into coding, go to start.stacks.org. Perfect time to learn how to code. You know, you don't have to fiat mine anymore. You can go straight into crypto. So when there's a next bull run, you'll be riding that wave. So yeah, that's it for this episode. I love y'all. I'll see you soon. But that's it. All right. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right.